For breakfast? I haven't had any breakfast.
Why
Because I'm about to eat oysters at 8:53. Sometimes I'll eat an oyster and I'm just like, man, that tasted a lot like an oyster. And then some days you taste one and you're like, all sorts of stuff happened, just nuance all over the place. Standing in the oyster bar with my eyes closed, taking deep breaths, breathing in the flavors of these oysters. It would look ridiculous to anybody who's watching me. This is an oyster blade. They don't necessarily all shuck the same.
Yeah.
This is the hinge. So you just take the tip of this knife and you kind of wiggle it in there, kind of like you're revving a motorcycle a little bit. And then you pop that hinge off, take the cap and pull it away. And then once the oyster's exposed, I just take that knife. And then you just kind of slide underneath and you separate that muscle. The first thing I kind of like to do is just sip a little bit of the liquor. Man, these are right on right now. They're just so bright and lemony and grassy. When I taste something and it just jumps out at you, it's super exciting from a standpoint of somebody who's trying to relay information because it doesn't always come very easy. Cucumbery, sweet vegetable flavors up front, like a note of sorrel or even like the tendrils from cucumbers when they're a little bit more bitter and they haven't sweetened as much. Or even like a pea tendril, maybe a little bit. Literally just like tastes like biting down on a handful of sea beans, which I don't know if you have had those, but they're, I mean, you could, they're, it's great. It's like eating sea popcorn. Royal Miyagi, those are from British Columbia. Those tend to have like a lot of like dairy qualities to me. Like a little bit woody, lemony citrus in there. Just a touch of bitter sourness up front. The fruit makes way for more vegetation as you kind of let it develop in your mouth. All right, let's try something from anise and bitter greens. That one to me, yeah, it has a little bit of this weird licoricey thing going on. Yeah, it tastes like cured meat with a little smear of butter on it. That's good. I'm gonna rewrite that one for sure. I think it just leaves me with this chilling, oh my God, what was that? To start off sweet and almost like haunting baking spice, then to finish dry and acidic. It's strange and just, it makes me want to just go back. I mean, we offer cocktail sauce, we offer lemons, we offer mignonette, we have accoutrements. It's been a long time since somebody came up to the oyster window and said, so-and-so is asking for crackers. What do you recommend? It just doesn't happen as much as it used to. And I think it's because people are learning to appreciate oysters for what they provide naturally rather than masking them with crackers and stuff like that. They like what we're doing without hot sauce. We had one gentleman, I think he ate, he might have eaten like, hey, does anybody know what Ted's record was? 178. And that he did that here? Yeah. No one should eat that many oysters.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. When they come to my house, pasta fazula, tulula.